The other day, I realised that I often talk about marketing your coaching as a product, and then I realised that I'd never actually really explained the answer to a very common question we get asked. What is a coaching product? Let's find out. My name is Simon Batchelor, and this is the Better, Bolder, Braver podcast. Marketing is often talked about in relation to products, but how does this apply when you view what you do as a service? What's more, why bother thinking about it in product terms? Why not just market your services? For the simple reason that people, i.e. your potential clients, are more comfortable buying products. Products, whether the latest iPhone or a tin of beans, are tangible and easier to attribute value to. If your marketing can give people something to grasp, either literally or metaphorically, about what you're offering, then they'll see it as valuable, at which point they start to think seriously about buying. The product is the whole package. Put simply, your coaching product is everything the client gets when they work with you. It's a series of one-to-one or group sessions, or a workbook, specific techniques relevant to their situation, or all of this and more. Whatever interactions, resources, tools or props you provide or deploy, that's your product. As I've already said, people are better at buying products. They pick something up in a shop, decide if they want it, and if they do, they take it to the checkout to buy. This process is so common, people navigate it without even thinking about it. With a less tangible product, like coaching, it's harder to pick up, picture, visualize or put into context, and usually there's a process of consideration before saying yes. This is where your marketing can help. For example, a mistake made by many coaches is they forget to actually describe what their coaching method or process is, and this is a key part of the product. It's easy to do, especially if you've been coaching for years. When you work at something for a long time, the simple or even basic details sometimes become so everyday, so obvious that you forget to explain what they are. Much like me forgetting to answer the question, what is a coaching product? The key is to tune in to what the potential client needs to know. Without a clear explanation of what your coaching product is, the client is left trying to work out if it's what they're looking for. They're left asking questions like, will this get me where I want to go? Does this include what I think I need to get there? Can I do this? Is this manageable? How long does this take? How much work do I need to commit to? Do I trust this person to guide me through it? So how can you answer these questions and explain your coaching in a way that feels like a product to the client? The answer is to package it. Just the simple act of packaging sessions together helps clients better understand what's on offer. Let's say you work through a three-step process with clients, or your work is based on three key principles. Then saying you deliver sets of three, six or nine, these are multiple of three sessions, makes sense to the client. It gives them a sense of time, the emotional and energy commitment needed, and it helps them feel more confident in the process as a whole. On the other hand, just stating the price per session and then saying they can have as many as they want or need introduces uncertainty. An open-ended process is less graspable. In fact, it's beginning to sound a lot like therapy. A key element of the coaching process is the relationship between the client and the coach. That's why we often encourage marketing and content that builds trust and therefore establishes the beginning of the relationship. In this sense, the coaching product is you. So tell them about yourself. Some of you listening might be thinking, this is all very good, Simon, but my process is emergent, open, and it's not easy to nail down. Now, we hear this often, and it's a great way to coach once you understand coaching. If a client is new to coaching, then for some, the concepts of space and emergence might be reassuring, but they might also be really hard to conceptualize until after they've experienced it. That's why, for new clients, describing your process in a way that has some clear boundaries, i.e. making it into a packaged product, can help them feel more comfortable in making the commitment to doing the work. Sometimes it's enough just to give some broad limits, such as saying you work through a set of principles, and typically this takes however many sessions that takes. Clients do find it easier to buy something tangible. Presenting yourself and your coaching as more product-like is effective, but you don't have to put everything in the package, providing lots of detail. In fact, the simpler the better. Just putting a simple wrapper around the work you already do and the way you describe it gives the potential client more confidence in both you and what you do. A confident potential client is more likely to become a client. Your product doesn't have to be the most feature-packed product out there. You don't have to match what someone else is delivering, and you don't have to keep up to compete. Remember, your offer will be unique because you are part of the product on offer, and no one else does what you do quite like you do it. Presenting your coaching as a product can feel overwhelming, especially if you're thinking about it all on your own. We work with a lot of coaches as they go through this process of creating or reimagining their coaching product as part of our Coaches Marketing Journey course. If you'd like some guidance through the process and want to join a group of like-minded coaches also creating their own coaching process, then do consider joining our community and course, which you can do so with a free 14-day trial membership. To find out more and to start your trial, simply go to betterbolderbraver.com. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.